Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Shine. Classics. Breakfast classics.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Greg, you asked for a poll?
Yes.
We are 50-50.
Really?
Jackson put up a poll question. The Greg Hill Show on X. What playoff game will you be watching more closely tonight? Celtics Bruins, exactly 50-50 with 50 votes in just now.
See, I'm Bruins because I love the Bruins. I also love the Celtics, but the Celtics are going to win this game tonight. There's no question in my mind. So I'm more concerned about the Bruins.
What about the reaction to the code red? Is there going to be some Kahlouli style hit?
I think that they'll probably be looking very closely at how Miami's playing. But I'll be watching. Our Celtics will get the big screen, and I'll iPad the Bruins.
How do you do that though? Like, how can you watch focus mentally on two things?
Yeah, I mean, you just...
It's called multitasking.
Yeah. No, you can't.
I'm not good at that.
And no, it's like...
I live with two screens. Yeah, it's minimum two at all times.
You're a huge Bruins fan. You're not going to sit down and watch that game face off to end of regulation or overtime?
Yeah, but there's also pauses in the game which allow me to look down at the tablet that's sitting on my lap so I can watch the Celtics and make sure they're running up the score. And if they run up the score a ton, I'll shut the Celtics game off and put my full attention on the Bruins.
Right.
And
I get it. Now you can finally see your lap.
I've always been able to see my lap. Never been that fat. Thank you.
That is why it's now a thing for you.
Like Montgomery, I have the ability to rotate one game from the big screen to the iPad. So like Shime said, if the Celtics are blowing them out like they were the other night early, I'll just flip I'll flip the TVs.
This is Matt from Framingham. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, everyone. By the way, I apologize if there's background talking. I'm using public transportation. So just give me a heads up.
Oh, you're the one.
Well, not really, but I have to use it tonight.
Go ahead.
So, listen, we have to beat the dead horse about this whole goalie rotation thing. And, you know, rightfully so, it's the Bruins' fault that they've done this. But you know what's getting lost in the background of this whole thing? Brad Marchand has been invisible in the first two games. And this is supposed to be the captain. Mm-hmm. Like, last year, we all bashed the crap out of Bergeron and the way that he did not help this team. And I readily agree with that. He deserved criticism. When is Brad Marchand going to get criticism if he just stands there and says, oh, I'm all right, nothing to see here, but hello, can we, anyone want to focus on that for once?
What stop are you at, Matt?
Oh, I'm in Framingham today. I'm over by Shopper's World.
Okay. Ooh. Shopper's World. Oh. Ding, ding.
Yeah, there's a new Amazon store that's being put in here, which I'm going to really be pulling my hair out once it opens, trying to figure out everything.
You should try dyeing it before you pull it out.
I think it's unfair to say that he's been invisible, Brad Marchand. I mean, he had that power play goal second unit. That was his assist. Yeah. That was a filthy goal that they ended up getting there. And so I think he has struggled a lot in dealing with being the captain and trying to be a leader while also still being the Brad Marchand you know and love. Mm-hmm. And that has played into the issues he has had in the second half of the season. But to say he's invisible, I think, is a little overstating it.
Douche move ruling, talking loudly on the phone on public transportation, yes or no?
If I use public transit, I'd have a vote.
I don't think it's a big issue.
It
when
isn't?
You're outdoors, you can talk as loud as you
you're
want.
You're not outdoors, though. You're indoors. You're
well,
on a train.
I mean, outside in the sense of, like, you are on a train.
Do you mind it in a bar or a restaurant?
It doesn't bother me one bit.
Huh?
Restaurant, yeah.
Doesn't bother me one bit. That's your business. Stay out my damn business. Nobody told you to be air hustling my conversation.
I can't stay out of your business when you're loudly talking about it in front of me.
Well, focus on what you're doing. I hate people. Like, I don't mean hate people.
Yeah, you do. I hate. You have a lot of hate today.
I hate when people are like air hustling other people's conversation.
Wiggy, it's impossible not to hear.
Right. So what?
Everywhere you go.
Some people are loud talkers.
And also these people that have their ear pods in.
The worst.
You think they're talking to you or they're talking to themselves.
That's right. Your problem. Right. Huh? If you don't know him and he got an AirPod in, he ain't talking to you.
Don't impact my day with the sound of your voice.
No. Don't. Hey, listen. Go about your day. You don't like hearing loud people talk. You know what you can do? Get some headphones.
I want to go to.
All right. Yeah. I'm out. I'm enjoying myself. Ocean yep. Prime, wherever, like these nice restaurants. People are out having a good time, drinking at a table, loud talking, enjoying themselves. If you want a quiet dinner, stay your ass at home.
But Wiggy, you're fraudulent on this. You are not loud when we're out. Like when we traveled on JetBlue home together, you were quiet.
That's an airplane.
But when we're at dinner, outside of telling the waitress that she made bad tea, you're very low key.
When I'm out talking to people and just being because my wife is always like, I'm a loud talker. I'm in loud talker. That's how I grew up. We screamed a lot in my household. But if I'm on an airplane, it's different because I like to watch a movie. But if I'm at a.
So if you're sitting on the tee as that guy was.
Yeah.
And you're next to him.
And I'm having a conversation.
And he's having a loud conversation on the radio. That's not bothersome
nope,
to you?
No, because I'm probably wearing headphones.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that the guy called. I love that he's listening to the show. I just think people have zero respect for anybody else.
So I got to walk around and be quiet.
You could go somewhere and make a phone call.
No, but like, I'm on a train.
Are you getting a call from the president of the United States?
Like, what is my phone call?
Do you have the codes for launch? Like, what is the call that you can't wait to get where you're going?
What does me loud talking have to do with you?
I have to hear
my
it.
Business.
I have to hear it.
Get some headphones.
I don't need to. Why do I have to accommodate you?
Why do I have to accommodate you?
Because you're in public and people should be decent.
So when did? Oh, so you own public?
Bigger douche move though. Making a loud phone call or listening to a TV show movie without headphones on a plane.
I did that one time,
Courtney Cox.
And I got one time I did that, and I didn't have my headphones with me.
And I got no issues.
I kept the volume down reasonably low.
Yeah, but Greg, you would say it's not the person's job next to you for you to remember your headphones. Like, if you forgot your headphones, you can't listen.
I got no issues with that. You don't own Public.
Tomorrow, I know I don't own Public. So, tomorrow.
I would love to buy a Publix, though.
Yeah, mostly. Their subs are awesome.
Tomorrow on this show, it's draft day. We will be joined at 7:20 by Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College. That is on tomorrow's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.